The following is a public lecture entitled Bhakti Yoga Bliss, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on August 23rd, 2012, in Tarnovo, Bulgaria.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghana Tanvitam Tams Jivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shri. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for very nicely receiving me today. I have just flown in from the USA. Along with my wife, Vishnupriya Devi Nasi. To share with you the most sublime secret wisdom which is available anywhere in the universe. Actually, the whole world is presently suffering due to one thing. And that one thing is ignorance. We are ignorant of the knowledge of the self. At the present moment, we don't know who we are. If I ask you who you are, you will say, I am a man, I am a woman, I am a Bulgarian. But that means you're answering in terms of your body. But the body is not the actual self. This is like today, you're wearing a red shirt, tomorrow you can wear a green shirt. So, does that mean you will introduce yourself, today I'm Mr. Red Shirt? Will you introduce yourself as Mr. Red Shirt? No, of course not. That wouldn't make any sense. Because it's just the shirt you're wearing, you see. It's not you. So in the same way, the present body that you have is not you. Through the cycle of birth and death, you have changed from this body to that body, from this body to that body, millions of times. And in each and every body, you had to suffer birth, death,
smrt,
old age and disease. Actually, we are all forced to die, isn't it? But does anybody want to die? We feel death to be unnatural. We want to avoid it. We want the scientists to discover a way to make us immortal because we find death very unnatural. But death of the body is natural. You can't avoid it. Everything that has a material body is subject to death. Whether it's a tree, a fish, an insect, a dog or a human being.
Било то дърво, риба, насекомо, куче или човешко същество.
So why do we find death not acceptable?
Защо смъртта не ни се вижда приемлива?
If death is natural.
Ако смъртта е нещо естествено.
The simple answer is we are not these bodies.
И простият отговор е, че ние не сме тези тела.
So instead of trying to pay the scientists some way to make these bodies immortal, which they'll never be able to do,
вместо да плащаме на учените да намерят начин да направят телата ни безсмъртни, което те никога няма да направят.
The intelligent thing to do is awaken your original consciousness, which exists beyond your body.
Интелигентното нещо, което може да направим, е да събудим своето изначално съзнание, което
you can achieve immortality.
Което отвъд тялото, ние можем да постигнем безсмъртие.
Simply by awakening that inner consciousness.
Просто като пробудим това вътрешно съзнание.
You see, right now we're very attached to these bodies and these minds that we have.
В този момент ние сме много привързани към телата и умовете, които имаме.
This body is destined to get old and rot and die. That's all.
Но това тяло е обречено да остарее, да изгние, да умре.
So the key to unlimited happiness is to detach yourself from the bodily concept. I don't know if you do you have coconuts growing naturally here in Bulgaria? I don't think I've seen any coconut trees. No. No coconuts here. But in India and also in Hawaii there and in Florida also they are natural coconuts. Now, there's the shell, there's the coconut, the thing you eat, the coconut that we eat is on the inside, you see. And then there's the thick shell on the outside. When you first pick the coconut from the coconut tree, or when it drops off naturally, the coconut fruit is attached to the coconut shell.
Когато за първ път откъснете плода от дървото, плода е привързан към черук.
But in due course of time, that coconut becomes loose. You can shake the coconut and hear it rolling around in there. It's no longer connected to the shell.
Но когато изсъхне ядката и разтърсите плода, виждате, че тя не е привързана повече към
черук. So the self is like the coconut. And this body is like the shell. A normal conditioned soul of this world, he fully identifies with the body, you see. But just like the coconut detaches itself from the shell in due course of time, you can shake it and hear it's loose in there. It's not connected with the shell anymore. In the same way, one who has awakened their inner consciousness, those who have actually become spiritually enlightened, they are like a coconut inside the shell. They're no longer attached to their body. They're still seated within the body.
Макар че се намират все още в тялото,
but they're no longer attached to it.
Те не са повече привързани към него.
So how do you develop that state, that enlightened state of consciousness?
И как да развиваме това просветлено състояние на съзнанието?
To where you're within your body, but you're no longer connected with it or attached to it.
Въпреки че се намираме все още в тялото, да не сме привързани към него.
That process is called yoga. And the recommended type of yoga for this age, there's many types of yogas, karma yoga, jnana yoga, kundalini yoga, so many yogas.
Има много различни видове йога, карма, джняна йога, кундалини йога.
The type of yoga recommended for this age in the ancient Vedic teachings is bhakti yoga.
Този вид йога, който се препоръчва в древните ведически писания, е бхакти йога.
Бхакти йога is the yoga of devotion.
Бхакти йога е йога на предаността.
So what do you devote yourself to?
И въпросът е на какво да се посветим.
You devote yourself to God.
И отговорът е посвещаваме се на Бога.
What is the meaning of God?
А какво означава Бог?
God is the source of everything.
Богът е източникът на всичко съществува.
The universe didn't come out of nothing.
Не е така, че Вселената е произлезла от нищото.
The universe came out of an original source.
Вселената е произлезла от своя изначален източник.
And that source is God.
И този източник е Бог.
So we are all the emanations from God, or that original source of existence. In other words, everything you see is the energy of God. These balloons over here, they are the energy of God. This microphone is the energy of God. The country known as Bulgaria is the energy of God. All the people here, they are the energy of God, you see. Just like these light bulbs, they are manifesting or utilizing energy to create light in this room. Where does that energy come from? That energy comes from the powerhouse. As long as the light bulb is connected with the powerhouse, it makes a very nice illumination. But if that light bulb becomes disconnected from the powerhouse, it becomes dark. So bhakti yoga is a process of screwing in the light bulb. You are the light bulb. And God is the powerhouse. You can unscrew the bulb, you can unscrew the bulb and become dark. You can disconnect yourself from God, you become dark.
Вие може да обърнете кружката и да престанете да сте свързани с Бога и тогава ставате тъмни.
You become ignorant.
Или ставате
невежи. You become miserable.
И почвате да страдате. Страдате нещастни.
Or you can screw the light bulb in and becomes full of light, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
Или може да завъртите кружката обратно и да се изпълните със знание, със светлина.
So I have come. I have come here today to teach you how to screw yourself in. So you are connected fully with the powerhouse. See, we don't want you to be screwed out, we want you to be screwed in. So you're full of light, full of love, full of knowledge, full of joy, fully empowered. By God.
Yes.
That is the Bhakti Yoga system. So how does it work? What is the science? Even a little child knows the science of screwing in a light bulb. If you turn the thing clockwise, it becomes illuminated. If you turn it counterclockwise, it becomes dark. So how do you counterclockwise your consciousness? That's what I've come to teach you. Actually, clockwise, excuse me. How do you turn your consciousness clockwise? The entire material society we live in right now is teaching us how to turn our consciousness counterclockwise. So that we become disconnected from the source of all energy. Therefore, in spite of so much material advancement, airplanes,
самолети,
iPhones,
internet,
air conditioning, automobiles, so much technological advancement, we are a miserable human race. That's a fact. People are so miserable because they're not connected with the powerhouse. I don't say give up your iPhone or give up your car. No, use these things to help you become connected with the powerhouse. All material things can be used, but don't abuse them. That's the key. So how do you actually connect? There's a great book of ancient wisdom called the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is the science of how you can connect yourself with the powerhouse. In the Bhagavad Gita, God Himself, that person who is the source of everything, is directly speaking. Now that has to be really powerful. The person who was the source of everything is directly speaking to us, telling us how we can become fully connected with Him. In the ninth chapter, he says, Satatang, in Sanskrit language, by the way. Sanskrit is the ancient language spoken in India. And it is also the language spoken in the spiritual world. It's a very powerful language. It is greatly respected by scholars all over the world. Every single prestigious university in the world has a Sanskrit department. The Sanskrit language is very, very highly regarded by the scholars. Krishna speaks in Sanskrit in the Bhagavad Gita. And he states, Satatam kirtayanto mangyatantashta dridhavrita. He says, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination.
Krishna казва, девета глава, винаги възпяват моята слава и полагат усилия с голяма решителност.
Satatam means always.
Satatam означава винаги.
Kirtayanto means chanting.
Kirtayanto означава възпяват.
And mom means me.
Mom означава мен.
So that person who is the source of all existence, Krishna or God,
тази личност, която е източникът на всичко съществуващо, Кришна,
is explaining exactly how we can fully connect with Him and become fully surcharged by becoming dovetailed with Him, just like a light bulb in the light socket.
Ни обяснява как може да се свържем напълно с Него или така както кружката се завърта във фасонка.
Through chanting His name.
Това може да стане посредством възпяване на Неговото име.
So according to your religion, you can chant the names of God.
И така според вашата религия, вие може да възпявате името на Бога.
If you're a Christian, you can chant the name of Christ.
Ако сте християни, може да възпявате имената на Христос.
If you're a Muslim, you can chant the name of Allah.
Ако сте мюсюлманин, може да възпявате името на Аллах.
If you're a Buddhist, you can chant the name of Buddha.
Ако сте будист, може да възпявате името на Буда.
Or if you are a strict follower of the Bhakti Yoga system, you can chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
Или ако сте стриктен последовател на Бхакти Йога, може да възпявате Hare Krishna mantra.
That mantra is very nice mantra. That's what we were chanting earlier, you see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These are names of God in Sanskrit language. So if you will take up chanting the holy names of God on a regular daily basis, and also take up a diet which is pleasing to the Lord, the Lord recommends in the Bhagavad Gita, what he says that we should offer all of our food to him before eating. And he describes in the 9th chapter, text number 26, what categories of food he will accept as offerings. He accepts vegetarian type foods. So we recommend, if you will take up, if you will chant the holy names of God, and you'll adopt a vegetarian diet, offering all of your food to God before you eat it. In this way, by engaging your tongue in the service of God, you will become a liberated soul. You will feel how through this process of engaging your tongue and chanting the names of God and tasting foodstuffs offered to the Lord, you'll experience through this system how you're taking off like an airplane of higher consciousness. You will feel how you're flying in the spiritual sky through your whole life. In the time of death, you just keep flying. Just like when they shoot a rocket into outer space, they have the booster rocket, and then that drops off, another rocket kicks in, you see. So this body you have right now, it is simply a booster rocket. It's not you. If you will utilize this body properly according to the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita by chanting the names of God and eating foodstuff offered to the Lord, then this body will simply be a booster rocket to lift you out of the material atmosphere.
Ако използвате това тяло според предписанията на Бхагавад Гита, тогава то ще бъде само като една ракета носител, която ще ви изстреля в духовното небе.
And when the body dies, it's no problem. You're just going to a higher level, that's all.
И когато тялото умре, няма да има проблем. Вие просто се издигате на по-високо ниво.
Just like a rocket going into outer space.
Като ракета, която излиза в орбита.
So, we would like to teach you this process. So we have a books here. And we have very good. We have books here. Bring one of each copy so I can hold them up and explain. Okay. This is the topmost theological science of Bhakti Yoga called Srimad Bhagavatam. And the other books? This is the story of the founder of our movement. Bring the other books, place them here. This is the story of the founder of our movement, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He brought this from India back in the 60s, 1965. He arrived in America from India. He brought us a most amazing science, you see. George Harrison heard about it. He got into it. He spread it through his music.
George Harrison влезъл в досек с тази наука и разпространил.
John Lennon got it, was also very much appreciating it.
В своите песни също John Lennon е оценил.
And our movement spread all over the world. It came to Bulgaria also.
И така нашето движение се разпространи в целия свят, дори в България.
Now we have Hare Krishna devotees all over the world, in China, Russia, everywhere we have Hare Krishna devotees.
Сега по целия свят има предано дадени на движението Hare Krishna, дори в Китай, в Русия.
And to be a member of our process, you don't have to shave your head and put on a robe.
да бъдете членове на нашия процес, не е необходимо да се постригате.
Even if you're not ready to have a paleo vegetarian diet, you're still welcome to come and chant with us, you see.
Не е нужно да се обличате по този начин.
Everybody is welcome to be a member of our spiritual family. Actually, you're already a member of our spiritual family. You may not know it yet, but actually you're already a member of our spiritual family. So now we're just coming here and say, okay, let's get our family back together again.
И сега всъщност ние се събираме, за да си кажем, нека пак семейството ни се събере.
We are all a family, we are all the children of God.
Защото ние всички сме едно семейство, деца на Бога.
We are all a big family throughout the whole universe.
Цялата вселена е едно голямо семейство.
So now let us be together again.
И сега нека просто се съберем отново заедно.
We can chant the names of God. We can eat foods thus offered to the Lord. We can study from the words of God, from the scriptures. And in this way we can relish the bliss of being connected with God at every minute. Whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're at school, whether you're at a party, whether you're driving down the street, whether you're standing in line at the grocery store, 24 hours a day you can be fully connected with God, relishing the sweetest nectar of God's personal association. So please, you're already our family members, so please, let's all be together again now. We're already brothers and sisters. So let us all be together again. We've forgotten about our spiritual family, but now let us revive our spiritual family and be together once again all over the whole universe. We are all a big spiritual family. Even the cows, the animals, they are also our brothers and sisters. That's why we are vegetarians, you see. Would you eat your little brother? No. So why eat these creatures? Because they're less, not as smart as we are, you know. Why should we eat them? That's not very nice. So anyway, I can ask now if there's some questions.
What are the dangers on the road?
What are
the dangers on this path?
The things?
What are the dangers?
Dangers?
On the path.
False egotism.
False egoism.
If I think I am great, everyone should listen to me because I am great. That false ego is a very, very big problem, isn't it? To be successful on this pathway, one should feel very, very humble and meek. He should feel themselves lower than the straw in the street. He should be more tolerant than a tree. He should be ready to offer all respect to others, even if they disrespect him very greatly. In this way, by becoming very humble, then he becomes successful. I'll give you an example. Just like in war, were you ever a soldier on the front line? Were you ever a soldier on the front line?
Yes, he is coming from there.
Ah. So, when you're attacking the enemy, is it better to be up standing or crawling in the dirt when you're going forward? If you're standing tall, the first one to be shot, isn't it? But if you're crawling in the dirt, they can't see it, even shoot at you,
see?
So one who stands very tall, yes, I am very great, you see. He's in a very dangerous position. But the one who can be very humble, keeps himself very humble and lowly, he's in a very safe position.
But he's in the minefield. This one.
Oh, the minefield is very, very dangerous. Yeah.
He's saying to
the minefield is very, very dangerous. They have trained one animal that's very, very walks very lightly. They've trained one animal how to go in and detect all the mines in South Africa or in the African countries. They have trained one animal, I think it's a rat, a very light animal. They've trained the rat how to go in and find the mines. Like you can train a dog to do things, they have rats. They're training rats how to find the mines. Because mines are very, very dangerous, you see. So there are many, many mines in this material world we have to be afraid of, you see. Lust is one of those dangerous mines. You become very overpowered by lust. Just like Prince Harry. You've heard the scandal in the UK about Prince Harry. He's overcome by lust. Prince Harry. They caught him naked in a Las Vegas hotel room, embracing a woman, a naked woman. Prince Harry of the UK, the Princess Diana's son, the grandson of Queen Elizabeth, was found naked in a hotel room in Las Vegas with a naked woman, embracing her naked. So lust is one of the dangerous things, you see.
Can you tell us about the other mines on the road?
Anger is another one. You go overpowered by someone gets overpowered by anger and they commit murder. Their own friend, they may kill him, they get angry, or their own husband or wife, you see. They get overwhelmed by anger and they commit murder just because of anger, uncontrolled anger. And then there's greed. Someone becomes too much greedy for money, they're willing to do anything. They'll even cheat their own mother to make money, you see. And envy also, one becomes very, very envious of others. These are very, very dangerous minds that can destroy your spiritual life. So how do you cross the minefield without getting blown up? You require a guide who knows the safe path through that minefield. That guide is the spiritual master. He knows how to cross the minefield without getting blown up. You say, why do I need a guru? I will cross the minefield on my own. But you get blown up, you see. But if you will take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, you follow my every step, don't deviate even one step, you follow in my footsteps precisely, whatever step I take, you take that step, don't take any steps besides my steps. You go right behind me, following exactly in my footsteps, you see. Then you're safe.
And if he tells you, follow the steps and don't go on any step, тогава, ако правите това, вие сте в безопасност.
If you go even one inch outside of the footstep of your spiritual master, you can get blown up. Even one inch.
Дори ако само един инч се отклоните на страни от стъпките на духовния учител, може да пострадате.
So in this way, the guru, he is God's representative.
По този начин, гуру е представител на Бога.
I have my guru, you see, I'm safe.
Ето, това е моя гуру, това съм безопасен.
I'm now walking through the minefield of this material world.
В момента аз хода по минното поле на материя.
But I'm following the footsteps of my spiritual master.
Но аз следвам стъпките на моя духовен учител.
Therefore I'm safe.
You see.
But I know if I deviate from following his footsteps,
но знам, че ако се отклоня, следвайки неговите стъпки,
I can be destroyed within a minute.
Може в следващия момент да бъда.
So I never deviate from his lotus feet.
Затова аз никога не се отклонявам от неговите
лотосови. Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Аз искам да питам за процеса на завъртането. Или това стих сатана на Пиретаян Дома, или винаги възпяваме моето величие. Понякога ние обаче не възпяваме, нали? Кои неща могат да ни помогнат това?
He wanted to ask about the process of screwing in the bulb,
yes.
And it was said that Satatam Kirtayantam always to chant the glories, yeah, of the Lord, yeah, but yeah. Sometimes we are not doing this. How to
chanting can also be, this process of chanting also includes serving Krishna. If you're always engaged in working for Krishna, that's also considered chanting by your body. You can chant on your lips by vibrating the names of God. But if you engage your body in the service of God, that is also a form of chanting. Any other question? Yes.
Аз съм още в минното поле. Когато се придвижваме и въпреки съветите на нашия учител, натиснем мината на очността, тя ни отнема ръката. Какво прави учителя? Идва и ни възстановява ръката или ни обяснява как ръката сама ще израсте?
He's still on the minefield. And if we are following the footsteps of the master, but we deviate a little bit and a mind blows off our hand, then what does the spiritual master do?
Now, the spiritual master makes sure you don't deviate. That's his duty. He has to train you so well, just like the Navy SEALs are very well trained. He trains you so well that you never deviate. That's his duty. That's his duty. He has to save you from the minefield. That's his service that he has to do. The spiritual master doesn't train you how to avoid the minefield. He's not a bona fide spiritual master.
Духовният учител не ви учи как да избегнете минното поле.
He's bogus.
Той не е истински духовен учител.
Cheater.
Той е измамник.
The bona fide spiritual master trains the disciple how to perfectly make it through the minefield of material existence without being destroyed.
Истинският духовен учител съвършено обучава ученика как да премине през.
That is the bona fide guru.
Без да бъде.
If he doesn't train you properly, he's not a bona fide guru. If you deviate from his instructions, that is your nonsense. Not his nonsense. His duty is to give you the perfect instructions and to make sure that you follow them. If you do that, then you're in a safe position. Even death will not destroy you. You continue on your progressive march back to God.
какво ще направи учителя. Ще му помогне да си я поправи и ще му обясни как той сам ще я поправи.
But let's say that the master does his job, but the disciple makes a mistake, and then
that's the disciple's foolishness. He disobeyed the guru's order.
But then what will the guru do after that? Will he help the disciple? How he will?
If you start to deviate, he'll grab you and keep you from going up. You start to turn if you start to turn the wrong direction, he'll grab you and pull you back to so you don't get blown up.
Ако ученикът се отклони, учителя ще го сграбчи и ще го върне, за да не му се случи нещо лошо.
He received the answer.
Yeah. He's satisfied. Hare Krishna. And next question. Yes. I recognized her. Yes.
Човек, преживявайки нещо, преживявайки болката, да стане така по-силен, отколкото всеки път след това да разчита на учител, който го прави.
If someone goes through the pain of some experience, isn't this more powerful than being always saved by the spiritual master? If he undergoes some pain from experience, will this not make him stronger?
Well, you can learn by hearing and you can learn by suffering. There's two ways to learn.
Има два начина човек да се научи. Това е чрез слушане един, а другия чрез страдане.
The parent tells the child, "My dear son, do not stick your hand in the fire because it will burn."
Родителят казва на детето, скъпо дете, не си слагай ръката в огъня, защото ще си изгориш.
One child obeys the parents, he never sticks his hand in the fire.
Едното дете се подчинява на родителя и никога не си.
The other sticks his hand in the fire and burns his hand very severely.
Но другото си вкарва въпреки това ръката в огъня и си изгаря.
Because he didn't listen to the parents.
Защото не е слушал родителя си.
Which child is more intelligent?
Кое от двете деца е по-интелигентно?
Both of them learn. But the one who hears and learns, he's more intelligent than one who had to get burned to learn. Next question. Yes.
За огледалото на Брама.
Да.
Как да успокоим ума, за да
реализираме.
Can you tell us about the mirror of the mind, how to pacify the mind so we can reflect the reality in it?
Yes. How to pacify the mirror of the mind so that we can reflect the reality. Actually, the mirror of the mind is already sitting there perfectly. But the difficulty is it's covered by layers and layers and layers and layers of dirt.
Всъщност огледалото на ума вече си е там, съвършено спокойно, обаче е покрито от слоеве замърсяване.
You don't need to invent the mirror of the mind, it's already there.
Не е нужно то да се измисля отново и да се изобретява, то вече си е там.
All you have to do is clean it.
Всичко, което трябва да направите, е да изчистите това огледало.
So the more you chant the holy names of God,
и колкото повече възпявате святите имена на Бога,
this is we chant,
както ние правим.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The more you will chant the holy names of God, that will cleanse away the dirt that has accumulated on the mirror of the mind for millions and billions of lifetimes.
Колкото повече възпявате святите имена на Бога, толкова повече се изчиства това замърсяване върху ума, което се е натрупало милиони и милиони животи.
That mind will become so clear you'll be able to directly see God in front of you and within you at every minute.
Това огледало може да стане толкова чисто, че да може да виждате в него Бога пред вас във всеки.
When you look at it at Bulgaria, you'll see God everywhere within every atom.
Като погледнете България, ще може да виждате Бога навсякъде, във всеки
атом. And between every atom also, you will see God directly.
И също между атомите ще може да го виждате.
That is the vision when your mind becomes completely, the mirror of the mind becomes completely cleansed.
Ето това е зрението, когато огледалото на ума стане напълно чисто.
So every day we advise everyone should rise early. An early part of the day before sunrise, as much as possible, chant the holy names of God for 20 minutes, an hour, even 2 hours. Just go into deep meditation every day, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you will experience the most amazing cleansing of the mirror of the mind.
Затова ние съветваме всеки да става сутрин рано преди изгрева на слънцето и
that mirror will reflect everything throughout the whole universe.
Да прекара известно време в медитация, възпявайки святото име на Бога.
Even what lies beyond this universe, the mirror of the mind will reflect that also.
Тогава огледалото на ума ще стане толкова чисто, че то ще отрази това, което се случва в тази вселена, дори отвъд нея.
Someone may ask, well, how you can prove that scientifically?
Някой може да каже, добре, но как ще докажете научно това?
It's very simple. You be the guinea pig. Do the experiment on yourself.
Много просто експериментирайте със себе си. Вижте за себе си.
And when you see God face to face, eye to eye, you'll know that it works.
И когато успеете да видите Бога лице в лице, тогава ще разберете, че работи.
Next question.
Други въпроси?
Yeah.
How long we would take to see God face to face?
That depends on the purity of your chanting.
Това зависи от чистотата на вашето възпяване.
If you chant purely, you can see God immediately.
Ако възпявате чисто, може да видите Бога в този момент.
But because we are so contaminated by lust, anger, greed, and envy, it may take some time to reach the stage of pure chanting.
Но понеже ние сме толкова замърсени от похот, гняв, алчност и завист,
it may take a whole lifetime.
Or
it may take many lifetimes. It's according to the intensity of your desire to complete surrender to the Lord. That's how soon you will see God. Do you understand? Next question. Yes.
Как можем да преведем на съвременен език посланието на Арджуна?
How can we translate in modern language the message of Arjuna?
Our devotees have already done that. Bhagavad Gita has been translated into Bulgarian. It's out of print, but this we sold out. But we have this, which is even more advanced than Bhagavad Gita. We have this available still in print, so we encourage you to get one of these copies today. It's called Srimad Bhagavatam.
Обмисля, т.е. какво не разбира, когато трябва да разбере собствената си същност, защото той отказва да влезе в битката, защото не желая да нарани своите приятели, познати, роднини. И в същото време разбира, че ако това е неговия личен избор, той ще се случи. Но той ще изгуби истинската си същност. Това, за което боговете се го създали. Това нещо ние го четем на български. С какви по-кратки думи може да се обясни на хората, които от една страна всеки ден правят личен избор, а от друга страна не са достигнали до
His question is rather regarding the dilemma of Arjuna. He is faced in Bhagavad Gita and how he has to fight against his relatives, but he knows that if he makes the wrong choice, then he will be he will destroy himself, but even though it's difficult for him to do it. So how this relates to the situation of nowadays people?
The whole point is that Arjuna should do what Krishna wants him to do. That's the point. So you have to find out what God wants you to do, that's all. And then do that. That's how you become perfect. In my search, that was what I realized. I was reading the Bible, and I said, Jesus was saying, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. I could understand from the Bible that my perfection would be to fully give up my doing what I want and just do what God wants me to do. So I prayed for God for guidance how to do that. And he answered my prayer with Prabhupada. My guru. The guru is God's representative.
Guru е представител на Бога.
And he is sent to you by God.
И той ни е изпратен от Бога.
When one is sincere to fully surrender to the will of God,
когато човек е наистина искрен да се отдаде напълно на волята на Бога,
that God who is seated within your heart,
тогава Богът, който се намира в сърцето,
manifests externally in front of you in the form of the spiritual master.
Той се проявява отвън пред нас под формата на духовния учител.
He was God's representative.
Който е представител на Бога.
And then if you recognize now God has sent me my spiritual master.
И ако ние разпознаем, че Бога ни е изпратил духовния учител,
so let me now follow my spiritual master's instructions. He represents God.
Тогава нека сега следвам инструкциите на моя духовен учител, който е представител.
That's what happened to me. That's why I'm here today. I surrendered to Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master. And on his order now, I'm traveling all over the world to teach this sublime science to everybody who's willing to hear. This is what God wants me to do. I hope you can realize what God wants you to do. I pray that God may bless you, that you be fully revealed to you what your duty is in life, sir.
Thank you, and maybe what happened to you is also happening to us now.
I hope so. Yes.
If we are physically injured, physically injured, where we should look for the fault, in the spiritual or in the material realm?
Actually, if one is suffering some injury or some disease, that is a karmic reaction for previous sinful activities that you committed.
Всъщност, ако човек страда от някакво физическо недък или болест, това е резултат от предишни.
The good news is, by suffering from that disease or injury, now you are burning off and getting free from those reactions.
Хубавото е, че чрез това нараняване или чрез тази болест, ние изгаряме тази лоша реакция.
So an enlightened person never becomes discouraged, even if he suffers some disease or some injury. He feels thankful that he's getting free from the reactions from his past sins. He sees all of it as purification of his consciousness. So in this way, no matter what happens to him, he's always happy, he's always blissful. throughout his entire life. He never becomes unhappy. He's always happy. Next question.
Това тогава не означава ли, че не трябва да се лекуваме болестите в болница, а трябва да се оставим да се пострадаме максимално дълго, защото да ни почисти?
Does it mean that we should not treat our disease in the hospital? But
no. You should do everything you can to treat your disease. Because the body is meant to be used in the service of God. It's like if your car gets a flat tire, you fix the flat tire so your car remains usable. So your body is meant to be used in the service of God. Therefore, you should go for the best medical treatment all the time, whatever best treatment you can get.
So
sometimes even the best medical treatment, just like when I was a boy, I suffered an injury to my hearing. And the doctors have never been able to cure him. For the last 50 years, I have so many problems with my ears. So do I become miserable? No. I just say there's some purpose of the Lord in this injury. But still, I go to the best doctors I possibly can find to try to cure it, but you have to... They can't always cure it. What you can do?
Но въпреки това сходих при най-добрите доктори да се опитат да го излекуват, но те не успяват. Какво може да направиш понякога е така?
Is that clear?
Това изяснява ли неща?
No, thank you for your nice question.
Благодаря за хубавия въпрос.
Okay, any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси.
Значи искам да питам какви други начини има за свързване с източника и освен пеенето на мантри, и когато стигнеш на едно определено ниво, трябва ли да останеш в тиха медитация, да не да продължаваш да пееш мантри?
His question is, besides the mantras, what are other ways to connect with the source? And also, if you reach some level, shouldn't you stop and continue in silent meditation and not continue?
Okay, there's two questions. There are 9 different ways of connecting with God. The first one is you have to hear about God. It's like now you're hearing about God. That is the first way of connecting. And then you, whatever you have heard, you can repeat that also. You can tell your friends what you heard. What you realized from what you heard.
И това, което си осъзнал от това, което си чул.
Or you can chant the names of God, you see.
Или може да възпяваш имената на Бога.
You can remember about God. That is also a service.
Друго служене е да помниш.
You can offer prayers to God.
Може да му отдаваш молитви.
You can engage in the service of God.
Може да се ангажираш в служене на Бога.
In this way there are 9 different types of ways you can connect with God.
И по този начин има 9 различни начина да
се. Regarding silent meditation. The mind does not become silent. Your lips may be silent, but your mind remains active. You can never silence your mind. Its nature is to be active. The best you can achieve is to always be thinking, I have to stop thinking. I have to stop thinking. I have to stop thinking.
Най-доброто, което можеш да постигнеш по този път е непрекъснато си мислиш, трябва да спра да мисля, трябва да спра да мисля.
But that is thinking.
Но самото това е мислене.
You're thinking about not thinking, but you're still thinking.
Ти си мислиш за това, че не трябва да мислиш, но все още мислиш.
So actually it's impossible to achieve a state of silencing the mind. Even if you commit suicide, Because the mind is a cell element. When your body is killed, the mind still exists.
Понеже умът е фин елемент, когато тялото е убито, ума продължава.
And it still thinks.
И този ум продължава да мисли.
That's what determines what your next body will be.
И това ще определи какво ще е следващото ти тяло.
Whatever your mind is thinking when you leave your body, Krishna says, that determines your next body.
Кришна казва в Бхагавад Гита, че за каквото мислиш в мига на смъртта, такова тяло ще получиш.
So instead of trying to make your mind silent, which you'll never be able to accomplish, think about God. Think about the qualities of God, the activities of God, the names of God, the teachings of God. Absorb your mind in these things. This is called real silence.
Това се нарича истинска тишина.
Just like I've been speaking to you now for 1 hour and 43 seconds.
Както аз вече ви говоря, тук 1 час и 43 секунди.
I'm practicing silence.
Аз практикувам мълчание.
It's called in Sanskrit mauna.
На санскрит се нарича мауна.
I am practicing mana right now, silence, because I'm only talking about God. So this is real silence. When you only talk about God and things related with God, then you are truly the silent person. In the so-called silence of silent meditation, your mind is not actually silent.
Така нареченото мълчание в мълчаливата медитация не е истинско мълчание.
You're thinking, when will this silent meditation be over so I can go do this and that?
Вие си мислите, кога ще свърши тази медитация, за да мога да правя едно или друго нещо? Can you empty your consciousness from the thoughts?
I just explained the furthest you can get is a state where all the only thing you think about is not thinking.
Точно аз обясних как можеш да достигнеш най-много до това да си мислиш как
I can't think anything, but you're thinking.
Но ти мислиш,
I can't think. I must not think. Don't think. Whatever you do, don't you dare think. Don't think. Don't think. Don't think. Don't think. But you're thinking.
Ти си казваш, не дей да мислиш, не трябва да мисля, но това е мислене пак.
You cannot empty all thoughts out of your mind because your mind by nature is active. You cannot kill your mind. Your mind is always active. You can never stop your mind. That's why you dream at night. So many things you're thinking in your sleep.
Защото умът по природа е активен. Затова и ние сънуваме когато спим, защото умът все още е...
The mind can never be stopped.
Никога не може да бъде спрямо умът.
So therefore, think only about God.
Това трябва да мислим единствено за Бога.
Кришна.
Кришна.
And then your mind will become perfectly silent.
И тогава,
no more material thought.
Тогава умът ни ще стане съвършено спокоен, защото няма да има повече материални мисли.
Според мен това е грешна концепция, тъй като мислиш, че ум е като счупа на огледало. Всъщност имаме това на предвид, за да получи цялостно огледало, нали, за да се отрази реалността, но съзнанието трябва да бъде изпразнено от мисли. Самото ментално тяло всъщността се е готово.
She thinks that this is a wrong concept because the thinking mind is like a broken mirror, and if you empty the mind from the thoughts, it becomes like steel. So she says that this mental body is illusory. She thinks like that.
But that's your thinking. That's thinking. You're thinking something. That proves my point. You are thinking something. You even said, I think. You see? You've proven my point. You are thinking this. That's my point. You can't stop thinking. You understand?
Разбираш ли?
So, should we stop here? Has one said enough? All right, why don't we stop here? And everybody, the books, anyone who'd like to take a book today, I'll give you a written blessing in your book. So the books are right here. Everybody can come up and have a look at the books. Thank you very much.
Благодаря.
Благодаря. Hare Krishna.